This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is troubling to me when Shaletta on the phone tells Dave Harrigan, I have a story about your father, and we're talking on Valentine's Day. Are you my mom? Is that what I'm about? Dave, am I about to find out that Shaletta is more than just my friend? She has been my mother all along. I mean, you're much, much, much older than me. So...
By 6 months, actually, I'm your older sister. In fact, I talked to my mama, and then she was telling me some stuff. And she was like, this guy, his name is Sid, you know, I didn't want to tell you. And I was like, what? I think I know that dude.
Yeah. So we're brother and sister, then.
That would be one heck of a reality show. That is one heck of a show.
That would be. That'd be good. Okay, so what's your story?
So I go to the eye doctor today because apparently at 53, you get a treat. You get something called floaters. Have you ever heard of floaters?
I have. I'm
do you
lucky.
Have them?
I do. No, I don't.
Okay, so I thought it was lightning outside. And so I was like, oh, my God, it's lightning and it's snowing. Okay. And I told the kids, I said, it's lightning. And they were looking outside. They was like, Mom, we don't see any lightning. I was like, y'all, it's lightning. I see it. It's all, y'all don't see the lightning. And then I was like, okay, the kids are just pranking me. Kind of like when they told me they were out of school today, but they really were. And I had no child care. Uh-huh. Like that. And so then all of a sudden, gnats were flying around my house. So I was swatting away the gnats. And so the kids got afraid. They called Sean. He came over, and I was like, you don't see these gnats, these bugs. They're just flying all over the house. I keep telling the kids to help me kill these bugs. I'm walking around the house with a fly swatter, and he said, Shaletta, you have something called floaters. Thank God he went to medical school, and so he explained it to me. So I went to the eye doctor yesterday, and I saw Dr. Thomas Lang over at Alina in Bloomington. And he told me that I have these floaters, confirmed what Sean was saying, because, of course, I didn't believe him. You know, I need another medical professional to confirm anything he tells me, even though he did graduate from medical school. And so I had on my I'm Good Friends with Sid Hartman shirt, which I wear to the doctor all the time so that the doctors will give me great health equity. And so he said, that's a true story. And so he said that I have a Sid Hartman story. I mean, he just lit up. And he said, how do you know Sid Hartman? I was like, oh, you know, his son and I were just like really good best friends. And he said, oh, my God, I have a Sid Hartman story. So I played soccer when I was a young man at college at the U of M. And I got an academic soccer scholarship from this group. And Sid was at their banquet, their fundraiser, when they presented me with my check. And he wrote a blurb about me in his column.
Oh, nice.
That's good. He was just so excited about it, and he also was excited that he got a chance to rub it in the faces of the other soccer players, because apparently he wasn't the best person on his team, but he had the best grades. So this scholarship went to the soccer player who had the best grades, and so everybody else was jealous that he got written up in Sid's column because he wasn't even the best player on the team. So they took offense to that.
Well, because of this radio station and the University of Minnesota, Lindsay would have to remind me, was it tied to when my father turned 85? Was it tied to when my father had been here 40 years, something like that, where there was a big event downtown where the station carried it, the station drove it, and a lot of big names, my father's close personal friends, showed up. And a lot of people, a lot of sponsors, a lot of individuals contributed money. So they started a scholarship in my father's name where, it's endowed, so it's the money keeps building year after year after year. And it's not just, football players and basketball players, the main sports my father was a part of, and individuals from the U of M receive help in a scholarship on my father's name. Now, my father being my father, of course, he would take credit for it. And listen, the event was in his name, but it was from all the sponsors' money. It was from all the individuals' money. My father was very charitable in different areas. Don't get me wrong. But this one was all from other people donating the money. And so Lou Nanny was a huge part of it. And I know a couple of times I was with my father and Louie, and he'd go, that scholarship I created? And Louie'd have to say, yes, Sid, you didn't give any money for that, by the way. That's it's in your name, but everybody else contributed. So
I love your dad's style. He really could be my dad. I mean, I see a lot of similarities when y'all tell me these stories about how he takes credit for stuff and, that other people do. And, yeah, I really like his style. I do. I really do.
Okay, so the floaters. What are we doing about the floaters? What's happening going forward?
They did a lot of tests. They dilated my eyes, so I'm right now with the blue blockers on. You remember the blue blockers?
I hate those.
I'm right now with the blue blockers on, so I look like a 85-year-old lady in Cottage Grove. I'm just going about 32 miles an hour, and I got my hands on 10 and 2. And so he said that they're normal, apparently. He said usually between 55 and 65, that's when people start seeing them. He said it's not anything to be concerned about. If you get them, they did check the retina and all this other stuff to make sure that everything looked good. But he said, unless it starts impairing my vision or I see more lightning or it gets worse, there's just something that I'm going to have to live with. He said he got them. Who knew? I didn't see this in the Eye Power 53 handbook. I didn't. Do you have them?
I don't. I'm lucky. So I'm quirky. When I first came back to town and first started broadcasting Wolves games, I would go to certain arenas, and my distance vision, it wasn't very good, and I ended up getting glasses, okay? Then about the next year, at some point, I'm going back to these same arenas, including Target Center, and I would, take my glasses on and off, and I'd say, I don't need my glasses anymore. And so I had a different eye doctor then. And he said, there are some people in their 20s who have a brief lapse in distance vision, and then it comes back. And my distant vision is as good now as it's ever been at any point in my life. Now, he told me, my current eye doctor, great guy, told me a couple years ago, if you wanted to wear cheaters, you could start. But you don't have to. Well, I started, and then once your eyes get adjusted to it, so now I basically walk around with four cheaters everywhere I go.
But that's
I deal
amazing
with
that you have better vision than you did when you were in your 20s. It's not supposed to go that way.
It's strange, right? Yeah, it's odd. I hope it stays that way. But yeah, I know
too.
Plenty of people in my life who have eye
who
issues. So
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to, you know, be doing my follow-up stuff with Dr. Thomas Lang, the former soccer player who's over at Alina in Bloomington. He told me to tell you hi. And then once I kept talking to him, he was like, "You're the gal that's on with Chad." I was like, "Yeah, that's me." He was like, "Okay, now I remember, because I remember you saying something about Chad was blocking people on the radio for complaining about you sounding too black, and you said, this is who I am, and that's where I sound, and right on, sister." I said, "Okay, brother."
Thank you. And here's a reminder on that, because people disagreeing with me through text here at 651-461-9226, or through email. You can send me an email, no problem, chad.hartman@odyssey.com. As long as it doesn't get vile and offensive, I'm not going to block you. I will never, ever block someone who just disagrees with you, Shaletta, or me. It's when it crosses the line. But recently, just out of the phone, I had someone write me a lengthy letter and send it to my home address.
Oh.
So, yeah, let's pass on that. And by the way, just distortions and lies and strange theories. So I will go back and forth. I think plenty of people who text know I will try to respond to plenty of texts. You may not agree with what I say. I may not agree with you. But as long as it doesn't get beyond a level where we all can recognize it's not that complicated, that's no problem. When it gets to the racial animus or the flat-out racist comments that you faced at times, you're damn right I block them, and I will continue to do that. That doesn't mean if somebody disagrees with you, I will step in. Never. No. And by the way, other people do it too. Our bosses do it too. We want to encourage you to interact with us on Twitter and all the platforms with some level of decency. Okay. Speaking of that, I want to talk to you about social media, and also, since it's Valentine's Day, I think I might have a guy for you. I think I might have somebody for you.
I was just wondering what I was going to do today. Okay, I hope he's not busy, because guess what? I don't have the kids this weekend. I don't have anything to do. I bathed and brushed my teeth this morning, and I have no takers. Okay, I hope you really have a guy for me, because I don't want to be in the house by myself, even without my kids tonight.
Type A personality and not afraid of controversy and rich.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. I'll tell you about him when we come back here on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Now that is an efficient turnaround. I mean, that was 30 minutes ago with a very accurate statement from Major Garrett. Shaletta's here.
Okay, first of all, why did I have to wait that long? He put some extra commercials in there and made me wait because he knew I wanted to find out who this man is that you have for me.
Stop. Okay, you want the man first?
Hello?
Would you rather this man be a white man or a black man?
I don't care.
Don't care. Okay, black man. Okay?
Okay.
I knew you didn't care. Involved in music.
Okay.
Involved in shoes and other enterprises.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Outspoken, not afraid to shock us and surprise us with opinions which seem out of the norm.
Okay.
Sounds like you, right? You're not afraid to shock us.
I'm not. I'm not. No.
Recently separated and has had a divorce with his wife.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay.
His name is Kanye West. Kanye West.
I hate you. I hate you so much right now. I hate you. I hate you. I'm texting the barber like, give me a haircut. I'm going to have a date tonight.
Come on. You and Ye. Come on.
No, my blood pressure is not set up for Kanye. His wife is leaving him, the one that he made strip down to her skivvies in front of the Grammys, the one that he's got parading around town looking just like Kim Kardashian. A child, I mean, at one point I wanted to ask her to blink twice to see if she was needed of help. I mean, really, this guy is bananas.
He is. He's troubled, and he offers up filth and hate-filled comments. Now, there was one report today suggesting they're getting back together. It's erroneous. I cannot imagine what that dynamic is. he has a significant level of intelligence, but he also clearly has mental health. He also has hatred. I mean, he is openly anti-Semitic in just a grotesque way, and he continues to make decisions and comments which cost him a staggering amount of money. And there, no
he's
signs
anti
of slowing
everything.
Down.
He is anti-black. He's anti-everything. Yeah. You know, he basically said slavery was a willing industry, and that, you know, if it was that many people who, you know, decided to be slaves, it sounds like something that they wanted to do. You know, so I don't think this young man has been the same since his mama died. I mean, if you look at who he was before his mother passed away, you know, a great musician and producer and composer, to what he's got going on now, you know, even us, right, as adults, if someone who is a mother or like a mother figure calls us and says, sit down somewhere, you're doing too much. Yes, ma'am. Okay. He doesn't have anybody who's going to tell him, sit down and hush. Find a seat somewhere. Fix your face. Stop all this yin-yanging. You are doing way too much. Leave that young lady alone. Make her put some clothes on. You know, I don't think he has anybody to be. He doesn't have an accountability partner.
Well, but
I
don't
think
you
that was his mother for so long.
I think that's a fair point. But he knows so many people who at one point cared for him. I don't know if they care for him now. But who at times when it could be a significant mental health issue, or there's just absolute vile comments coming out of his mouth. I get it resonates even different if you're extraordinarily close with a dad or a mom. But I'm sure he's had other people. I just don't know how much of this is his mental health versus
this is just who he is.
That he's just is filled with hate and wants to profit from. I mean, he's selling swastikas. I mean, off a website, off of Super Bowl commercials. It's just gross. Okay.
And I remember Dave Chappelle saying that, you know, at one time when he was running for president, I believe it was, and he had made some just real inappropriate comments, which is what he does every Tuesday now, apparently, that Dave Chappelle literally got on a plane and went to check on him. Like, I needed to see you. I needed to lay eyes on you to make sure that it was you saying this. Are you okay? And, I mean, just to check on him is one thing, but to hold him accountable and get him to change his behavior, you know, I just hate that his mother is not here, and I hate that he is tarnishing his musical legacy the way that he's been doing.
Someone you have touted for a long time is Michelle Obama. Camped out, stalking her.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Want to be sisters with her?
Yes, I would.
Move in with her?
Sleepover, girlfriend time. Galentine's, which is the girlfriends. This is my Galentine's Day. Me, Valerie Jarrett, Michelle Obama, and Kamala Harris. That's my ultimate Galentine's. if I'm praying for something, that's what I want for Galentine's.
What about Dave Harrigan? Can he be a part of this group?
He could drive us around, maybe. He could be like a security. Mm-hmm. Or he could make sure we get, he could be our designated driver, but he can't like hang out with us. He could just sit in the car and let it idle outside so that we don't have to get in the cold car. Nobody wants to get in the cold car.
For the right amount of money, you know Dave. I know Dave.
He's down.
He's available.
He's so down. He is so available.
Yeah, yeah.
$10.
So, $10, exactly.
And then he'll
That's
sell.
That's not an hour. Behind, That's wait, total.
He'll sell behind-the-scenes photos for millions, the behind-the-scenes video and stories for millions. So that $10 is really just a finder's fee.
Okay. We've had these rumors the last few months. Barack and Michelle, what's going on? Jennifer Aniston looped into this somehow. But then today, there's a Valentine's Day picture with both of them happy as can be. Have you bought any of the scuttlebutt about the trouble with the Obamas?
You know, I had not bought it, but I don't know the last time I've seen them together. I mean, if somebody can show me a picture, and I'm a Michelle Obama stalker, right? If somebody can show me a picture of them together, then I think I would feel better if I saw some video of them getting on a boat waving or getting on a plane waving or having dinner together. And, you know, somebody's got the long wide angle lens and you could see them smooching or something. Then I think I would feel better. But the fact that we have not seen them together in quite a while, which when they were a very visible, very together couple for so long, is concerning. Now, I don't want to see no old picture of them on social media smiling for Valentine's Day. I want to see some new, we out to dinner, we at the restaurant, we at the house having a candlelight dinner. I want to see some new stuff. And if I see some new stuff and they still smiling, I'm good. But don't show me these pictures from 1983 smiling. I want to see some 2025 smiling Valentine's Day pictures.
Okay. I got to go. Are you on tomorrow?
Right. I am. I'm on from 12 to 3. And I know we were going to talk about social media. So starting next week, I'm completely off social media, every single platform. I'm only doing the newsletter. You can sign up at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. All of my social media handles will be deleted. And if you want to get your funny back, you want to keep laughing, you want to keep updating on what I'm doing with me and the kids, you go to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com and sign up for my newsletter. Because what I've seen with the current administration and the three wise web men sitting behind him at the inauguration is that they're tinkering with the algorithms for social media. And for those of us who make money that way, it is messing with our money. I have to be able to control my numbers. I can't report to my clients, I got one like today, or I got 10 likes today, when before this administration took hold, I was getting 100,000 likes on a post. It's just ridiculous what's going on.
Yeah, I know you've thought about this a lot. I want us to talk about it right from the start next week. So, again, where can people get the newsletter? Remind them, starting Monday.
ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is where you can sign up for my online newsletter, going old school 5 days a week. Shaletta's newsletter. You like that? Shaletta's newsletter. I thought that was so brilliant.
I figured you would. I that does not surprise me. All right. Happy Valentine's Day. Have a great day. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks.
Valentine's Day. That's the topic next, Harrigan. We want right answers and wrong answers. Where should you be with your significant other today? Should we just stay in Minnesota, or do you want to just broaden out to planet Earth? Your call.
I think we keep it local today.
Okay. In the state of Minnesota, your ideal location, if all was right, where would you like to be on Valentine's Day night? And also, wrong answers only. Where would you like to be tonight on Valentine's Day? And then, Dave, we'll have to determine if it's a right or wrong answer.
Yes.
Is that fair?
Yeah, absolutely.
651-461-9226.